You never really know what he's going to be up to next, except we get to know this morning because a new motion picture is debuting this weekend, starring Matthew Marsden, who we say good morning to on the Minuteman Press guest line. Hi, Matthew.
Good morning. How are you?
We are doing well. I will say I'm excited. I can't speak for all my listeners, but the new film you have, Protocol 7. I tend to get drawn into these kind of films, these based on real life stories where the Goliath companies, do something that is just unthinkable to most of us, and the Davids kind of fight back and hopefully win. I don't know how it. No spoilers here today, but from the history that you've had, and we kind of talked about that a little bit as you were joining us on the line, Matthew. What was the appeal about Protocol 7 to you?
Well, I think partially it's what you're saying. It is that struggle of the David versus Goliath, right? Which I think is really, really resonates for Americans. And I've been here now for 24 years. And I think a lot of the time Americans don't appreciate themselves, like how anti-establishment or, how they have gone against the man for the entire existence of the United States. And I think that this kind of taps into that vein, of, hey, listen, don't be telling me what to do. I'm fiercely independent and I'm going to go up against, the whole country was based upon going up against a Goliath that they shouldn't have won against.
Yep.
Right. So I think that there's something about that and about the fact that Americans, like I say, are fiercely independent and they want to be left alone for the most part. So it's all those different things rolled into one. And I think the film also comes at a time where we've had absolute superhero fatigue and the audience is like, hey, listen, I actually want to watch something that's really good.
Yeah.
what I'm saying? Like that I can actually go and be wowed by or be moved by in one way, shape or form, whether it's shocking that something like this is actually going on under people's noses or whether they feel emotional because of the actual subject matter. It's a movie that has had perfect timing, to be honest.
Its plot line stems around some real-life events of a pharmaceutical corporation that apparently was faking some test results in order to get a vaccine approved. This is a story that we find it believable, I guess, simply because there's so much of a veil in front of the pharmaceutical industry. None of us here really understand how it works. And when you get a peek behind it, you begin to question a lot of things about the industry. Has there been any pushback from activists or lawyers or anything as far as this film goes? Not that it's, it's not necessarily making up anything or being untrue, but it is going to cause more people to think a little bit about these big corporate healthcare organizations.
Yeah, well, like I said, I think that it's a movie for the times. I think that if this would have come out maybe 6 years ago or 5 years ago, people would have dismissed it as this is clearly not true, or this can't be true, or I don't believe this, or whatever kind of conspiracy theory you want to kind of put it into, like tinfoil hat drawer that you want to put it into. But I think that people now are being more engaged. They're more likely to ask questions about these particular things, in particular the pharmaceutical industry. I think that it is becoming more and more under scrutiny by the general public because, look, we have a lot going on in our lives, right? Most people, especially right now, are saying, look, I'm just trying to figure out how to put food on the table for my kids. I don't really have time to go down the conspiracy theory route. But now we've had these incidents over the past 4 years that have opened a lot of people's eyes. They've affected people's lives. And they're like, well, hang on a minute. I can't just be on neutral anymore and trust these figures of authority mm-hmm. that we've given power to for such a long time. So I actually think that the pushback will be after the movie comes out, right? Because like anything, if you can let something go by and it not be noticed, then great. right, rather than come after something and give it more publicity. So the trick is the more successful the movie is, the more people see it. Probably I think that's when we're going to get more of a pushback on it. But, you know, we have a legal team that is engaged, and they've gone through a lot of the stuff to make sure that we're very careful with what we say and how it's been said. And you know, I mean, that ends up being a bit of a nightmare when you're an actor and you want to talk about the film.
Yeah.
Because you're like, okay. You know, you have to talk a lot of the time in kind of nebulous ways about certain things. I mean, you do anyway as an actor because you don't want to really give away the whole plot.
Right.
But, you know, on certain aspects of it, it would be very nice to go out and just talk about it freely. But people need to go see it.
It strikes me just from the plot synopsis that I've seen, Matthew, that it might be, and I apologize for the old reference here if you haven't seen it, but it might be the Aaron Brockovich of our decade.
Yeah.
You know, that was about corporate pollution that damaged the town and them trying to cover it up, but same sort of vein.
No, I think that's an absolutely perfect analogy for it. I think it really is. And look, I mean, that movie was massive. It was massive partially because of Julia Roberts being a part of it. And we have her brother in our film, Eric. So I think that, you know, a lot of bravery has gone into making this film. So I really do hope that the audience responds in kind and comes out and sees it, because I think it's a movie that people really do need to see. And again, it's a step away from the superhero fatigue. It's a real movie that has a real good plot. It's executed very well. It's not a message movie. It is a movie that is about corporate corruption. And we used to love those films. Like Erin Brockovich was a massive movie that won a bunch of Oscars. And you're entirely right. This is exactly in that kind of vein. Exactly.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. It hits theaters this Friday, as I understand it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then obviously you'll bounce around eventually. It'll probably wind up in the streaming services and that kind of stuff at some part down the road. But I still think there's something about seeing a film like this when you experience it with other people in the theater. That experience is always a little more favorable to me. So we wish you a lot of luck with it, Matthew, and we appreciate you taking the time with us. Very quickly before I let you go, what's next in Matthew's project library here?
Oh, well... I've got a couple of movies because I moved into producing, because I'm so fed up with the lack of quality films that are out there right now. So I have a couple of projects that I'm working on. I have a screenplay that I'm just about selling that's going to a major company. So, you know, because got frustrated with the quality of films, I decided to move a little bit more behind the camera so I can actually get these movies made.
Terrific.
Rather than, you know, be in front of it. Yeah.
Well, we applaud the effort. We'll look forward to what you're able to put out here over the next couple of years. Matthew, thanks very much for taking the time this morning.
Thank you very much for having me.
All right. Take care.